Finding the Next Steve Jobs: How to Find, Hire, Keep and Nurture Creative Talent. Authors: Nolan Bushnell and Gene Stone. In 1980, Nolan Bushnell and Steve Jobs spent a good part of the day in Paris, talking about issues related to creativity. Nolan came up with dozens of suggestions for Steve. While Steve wrote these down, Nolan thought he should do the same and publish them, which he did only 3 decades later. One of the ideas they addressed at the time was the concept of rules. Neither of them felt that creativity could thrive in the presence of strict ones. Thus, this summary contains no rules. Instead, it has pongs. A pong is a piece of advice. It applies only where the advice is helpful or needed, unlike a rule, which thinks on itself as applicable to every situation. This summary presents pongs to help you and your company create an environment in which creativity can flourish. Section 1. Finding and hiring the next Steve Jobs. Make your workplace an advertisement for your company. Your company image is either a recruitment ad or a piece of negative PR. When the concept of company as advertisement is done correctly, it allows you to sustain a creative ecosystem to which creative people are attracted, both as customers and employees. Adopt flexible pongs. Instead of establishing dispiriting rules at your company, create an organization known for its flexible and original pongs. The creatives will come crawling out of the cozy lairs, looking for a place to settle down. If you offer them a good work environment and stretchy guidelines, you can elicit excellent performance out of them, making you, them, your company and your stakeholders all very happy. Ignore credentials. Over the years, we have found that many of the best creatives did not graduate from college. We are not recommending that people avoid college, but that employees stop using college degree as the be-all and end-all qualification for employment. Look for hobbies. One of the best ways to uncover the creative passion of potential job candidates is to ask about their hobbies, particularly ones that are difficult or complex, somewhat time-consuming, or suggest a large appetite for intellectual challenge. What unites creative people in their passion for diverse knowledge is the driver. Serious hobbies are a sign of this passion. Use employees as resources. If you want to find creatives, ask other creatives to help you. Your current employees are a treasure trove of possibility. Use them as resources to locate people with whom they have previously worked. After all, working with others is the best way to grasp their capabilities. Avoid clones. Unfortunately, most companies seek homogeneity. But homogeneity does not breed creativity. You do not want a homogeneous company where everyone is interchangeable. You want a company that is spiky. Spiky balls have great singularities. In spiky companies, these signatories are the exceptional people. Hire the crazy. There is a kind of functional craziness that should inhabit your creative office. The kind that emanates from people who are always coming up with wacky ideas, insane-sounding concepts and off-the-wall notions. Find the bullied. Creatives are usually trained into believing that their creativity just gets them into trouble. And so, at their next job interview, they downplay their creativity. I'll play it safe this time. These creatives need to find a job where they can be, well, creative and who they truly are. At some point, you will need to be sitting across from one such person in a job interview. Draw them out. Make them feel at ease. Ask about books. One of the best ways to find creative people is to ask a simple question. What books do you like? Actually, which books people read is not as important and as simple as the fact that they read at all. A blatant but often accurate generalization, people who are curious and passionate read. Comb through tweets. The internet has made it much easier to find and learn about potential job applicants. One of the best ways to find creative is to randomly read Twitter feeds. Think of Twitter as an infinite number of headlines. If a particular subject area meshes with your company's mission, Twitter provides a non-curated platform which you can use to find people who are posting creative and smart tweets about your topic of interest. Ask odd questions. If you're looking to hire some interesting employees, ask interesting questions that help you see how someone's mind works. Section 2. Keeping and nurturing the next Steve Jobs. Celebrate. One of the best ways to keep creatives happy is to make some kind of happiness happen. If your company can institutionalize a regular episode of genuine collegial fun, then you can create an environment where interesting people want to work and play. Institute a degree of anarchy. When you give people the title of manager, you're enabling them to say no. You want as few people saying no in the company as possible. The better model is to work horizontal company in which everyone shows up to work, no one tells them what to do, and all the work gets done. This model is called direct anarchy, and it's the best way to ensure creativity and innovation that will flourish. Celebrate failure. If people are reluctant to suggest bad ideas, they're absolutely terrified of failure. And if they're terrified of failure, they likely won't succeed. Your company must make failure a tendable option. Require risk. Today's business environment changes so rapidly that at any moment, any other company can come along and take away your customers. A risky move is generally necessary to fight back. But if your company doesn't have a culture of risk-taking, you won't know how to do it and when the need arises, and it will. Mentor. All companies must make sure that someone is supporting their creatives. Someone who is reassuring, clear, and who can help them stay on track. This is the role of mentor. They stop the creatives from feeling so rejected and lonely that their work suffers. They offer only to fight the bureaucracy, and even if they don't understand the product. They don't always have to understand exactly what their protégés are doing, but just be willing to fight for their right to do it. Designate a demo day. The problem is, creatives often go down on their personal rabbit holes and fail to finish their projects on time. The solution is a demo day. Encourage ADHD. Creatives and attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD, go together. This isn't as bad as it sounds. ADHD can have its advantages. Creatives' brains tend to be so active that if it were literally possible to open them up and watch the idea, you'd see hundreds of them jumping up and down, clamoring for attention. Assign your creatives several projects at the same time. When you give creatives multiple tasks, they tend to feel less limited and can often complete several of them in the same time frame which they might have finished just one. Sow creativity, reap Steve Jobs's. If you can fix your company's bureaucracy, you can establish a workplace where innovation is rewarded and the naysayers are denied power. If you can celebrate, if you can follow many of the bongs, if you will be well-fashioned in a workplace that creates creativity. In that case, the next Steve Jobs may already be applying for the position at your company. There's one last pong to keep in mind, and it's a simple one. Act. Too many people read books, listen to lectures, attend seminars, and then return to their lives without changing a thing. It isn't enough to understand that you must find, hire, and nurture creative people. You must actually go out and do it. One of the traits admired most about the original Steve Jobs is that he acted. In fact, he never stopped acting. He was constantly tackling a new idea, putting new concepts into play, and looking for the next big thing.